to the Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast with Cruz.
Hey, hey, thanks for joining me for a new episode of the Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast. This episode's going to be a lot of fun because we'll recap the chaos from Talladega. We'll look forward to the race this weekend at Dover. Our Kansas Speedway ticket giveaway still going on with 105.1 The Bull. And we'll talk about some news coming out of the garage, including a big sponsor maybe leaving for a new team. The green flag is out. I think we're ready. Let's go for it. It's the Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast.
Time now for your race day rewind.
I think they need to rename Talladega Chaos Super Speedway because that's exactly what it is every time the Cup Series goes to that track. Now, this race was a little different because it had a lot of fuel strategy in it. The cars apparently weren't running full speed, which is wild when you really think about that at a super speedway like Talladega. But it all worked in the favor of Tyler Reddick, who got his victory with the Jordan Brand Toyota for 23-11. You know, it looked like Ford had it in the bag. They were the leader of the class most of the race, but then it all fell apart there on the last lap as they were coming back to the start-finish line, as Michael McDowell had one too many blocks on Brad Keselowski, and chaos ensued. Lots of cars crashing, including Josh Berry and Corey LaJoy, who Corey was on his side to finish the race. Once he crossed the finish line, his car kind of skidded off the wall and then flipped over and landed on its wheels. He was okay, by the way, but just absolute chaos again at Talladega Motor Speedway. A couple takeaways from the race itself. The dominance of Ford without a win still. You know, Ford led a lot of the laps there Sunday, but they just could not get it done. Yet again, it's mind-blowing to me that Ford has yet to win this far into the season. Will they get it figured out? Absolutely. And I do feel like when they do, it's going to be putting the rest of the Cup Series on notice. But until then, Ford's in a little bit of a struggle right now, trying to get that very first win of the season. And it's not like they don't have the star power to get it done. Another takeaway from the Talladega race was another manufacturer, Toyota. You know, they looked pretty good. They had a handful of their cars pit at the same time to kind of throw off the pit strategy, and it backfired in a big way, as most of the cars in that group, including the race winner Tyler Reddick, well, they all stacked up. Bubba Wallace wrecked. Denny Hamlin was involved. Both Legacy Motor Club Toyotas were involved. It was not a good look. But guess what? Toyota pulled off the win with Tyler Reddick, and that all seemed to go away. But it was all the talk on social media, as you can imagine, and even on the broadcast. I was watching it live with my wife, and I said, "What just happened?" I don't know if I've ever seen a stack of manufacturer cars crash together like that. That was pretty wild. Eric Jones actually was transported to the hospital after the race. We'll talk more about that a little bit later on in NASCAR news. But yeah, just ups and downs, a roller coaster, if you will, at Talladega for Toyota. And lastly, I'm going to kind of stay in that Toyota camp, Michael Jordan. How cool is it to see him at the track? Like, I've had so many people that I didn't even know were watching NASCAR post that Michael Jordan was in victory lane. That's his first win that he was there. And it's super cool. You know, he was holding Tyler Reddick's son after the race, carrying him around. And you know, Michael Jordan has always been a racing fan, and he's been involved in motorsports for a long time, obviously including his big investment in 2311. And from what I hear, MJ's at the race a lot. He was at the Nashville race that I was at a couple years ago. Now, I didn't see him. I saw the highlights. They keep him pretty locked down, by the way. But MJ is great for the sport because he is going to broaden it more. I mean, Charles Barkley was posting about the win and all kinds of other celebrities. So it is bringing a spotlight to NASCAR, which is always a good thing because that brings new interest and new sponsors. But a big congratulations to Michael Jordan, Denny Hamlin, and 2311 on their win at Talladega. Well, the finish of the race, obviously, Tyler getting the win in his 45 Toyota, followed by Brad Keselowski, who really wanted that win. You know he did. Noah Gregson with a top three finish. Great run for him. Ricky Stenhouse fourth, and Alex Bowman quietly getting a top five finish. Shout out to Anthony Alfredo, who finished sixth in his Dude Wipe Chevrolet. The point standings after Talladega look like this. William Byron still on top, followed by Denny Hamlin at number two. The third spot, Kyle Larson. Chase Elliott in the top four, and Tyler Reddick is now in the top five. Here's what race winner Tyler Reddick had to say after his big win at Talladega.
I think anytime you can win at Talladega, the emotions just overflow because there's so much uncertainty that comes with it. And for me in my situation, right, me and Michael were battling really, really hard. I mean, not just me and him, though. Like, you know, the first three, four cars in each row were really, really contributing to what was taking place at the front. And, yeah, I was... I was in bad shape going into turn one. I was not liking what I was seeing. I was like, oh no, it's slipping away. And that ended up being the very thing that, you know, allowed me to break through and win the race. You know, Michael and Brad and Noah were all pushing well, and then they come off four with a good gap to the outside lane. So, right, they're going to battle for it. And that ended up being the very thing that allowed me to break through. I had some momentum, but not enough to win the race. But when Michael and Brad got crossed up, I mean, it slowed Brad down just enough that I was breaking through, and I was just looking at the lights on the wall on the catch fence. I'm like, when is the caution going to come out? I was worried it already had. But to be honest, I still haven't got an answer. I don't know if I crossed the line first or if the caution came out before I got there, but obviously we won the race. So that was, it was nuts. For us, it was a fairly good day of strategy. We got a couple stage points, not as much as we wanted to, but I think, you know, of our group of Toyotas, we tended to be towards the front of that group. And so it was nice to be able to get some stage points, kind of just mixing it up. But unfortunately, the very thing that took out about half of our cars is what put me, Martin, and Ty at the front of the field at the end.
I'm dropping the hammer.
NASCAR Cup Series is back at Kansas Speedway. Don't miss the Advent Health 400 Sunday, May 5th. The Bull has your shot at a pair of tickets. One lucky grand prize winner will score tickets plus free race passes. You and a guest could be up front for the driver introductions, cruise the garage area, sign the start-finish line, and more. Get signed up today at thebull1051.com or simply text Kansas to 417-863-1051 to get instantly qualified to win. Be sure and catch Cruz and his Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast. Get tickets and more info at KansasSpeedway.com.
Got a spinner bunny there. Keep digging there. Got one coming in there hard behind you. Watch your mirror there. Watch your mirror there. Watch your mirror.
The Advent Health 400, Sunday, May 5th, 2024. From your NASCAR loving and the Ozarks best country radio station, 105.1 The Ball.
Well, we are very excited to welcome Josh Berry to the Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast. Of course, he is the driver of the number 4 Ford Mustang for Stewart Haas Racing. Now, Josh, you've had a very interesting journey to get into the sport. Can you tell us more about that, from being a bank teller to a NASCAR superstar?
Yeah, the NASCAR Cup Series is definitely a little bit of a unique one, but I grew up in Middle Tennessee racing, you know, really from when I was about 8 years old. Throughout, I started in go-karts and raced for a number of years there in the Middle Tennessee area, and you know, ultimately was able to get an opportunity to race for Dale Earnhardt Jr. in some late model stock cars in the Carolinas, and spent a number of years, you know, upwards of a decade actually driving for him, racing late model cars, and then ultimately got an opportunity in the NASCAR Xfinity Series to drive for Junior Motorsports and Dale Earnhardt Jr., and that materialized into some good races that ultimately led me to the Cup Series.
Now, you mentioned Dale Earnhardt Jr. and how he's been so impactful throughout your career. How has Dale impacted your development as a driver?
Yeah, I think he's been, obviously he's been a huge part of my career on and off the track just as a person, and just learning and getting to utilize him over the years no matter what I was doing, and obviously he's been a huge supporter of mine. And you really, I think the coolest part, I think, to me about our relationship as I went through is that, you know, really the further I got along in my career and the older we both got, and as he was kind of winding down his Cup career was probably when we began to get, you know, closer and closer yet. And, you know, obviously as I transitioned to the Xfinity Series, he was a great asset for me to support, and utilizing him was a big help, especially during that time. So he's just, he's been a huge part of my life, done a lot for me, and, you know, it's just somebody I'm really thankful for.
Now, Josh, you had multiple teams wanting you to sign with them in the Cup Series. What was it about Stewart Haas Racing that made you want to be behind the wheel of their car?
Yeah, I think, you know, there was a number of reasons for me. I feel like that just the culture of Stewart Haas Racing is just, you know, just kind of based around racing, right? Like, there's not a lot of outside distraction. You know, really, it's just a lot about just racing and the product that we put on the racetrack. Getting the opportunity to work with, you know, my crew chief now, Rodney Childers, who has, you know, a very accomplished legacy in the Cup Series and in NASCAR in general, right? I think that was a great pairing for us to work together that's that I feel like has really just continued to grow. So I think just the opportunity to work with him and that four team that has had so much success over the years, I think was kind of a no-brainer in my eyes, right? I thought it was a great fit for me, and it's been a lot of fun working with those guys and getting better each and every week.
Now, you mentioned Rodney, your crew chief. I know he was really trying to get you to sign with Stuart Haas Racing, but you guys have a similar racing background. How are you guys meshing so far this season?
Yeah, I think, you know, Rodney and I come from very similar backgrounds in the short track racing, kind of the grassroots level with the, you know, primarily with the late model stocks and in this region. And Rodney raced a lot himself in those style of cars and had a lot of success earlier in his career before he transitioned into, a crew chief type role. So I think that, you know, just our similar background has really connected us well. But, you know, we just have a great respect for each other. And I think that it just made a driver-crew chief combination. We really speak the same language. I think he's a great leader. You know, he knows what's important and what's not. And he's continued to just always trying to work hard to get better. And I feel like we share that attributes. And like I said, at this point, we're just battling, you know, just time, really. Just we need more experience together, more time together, and I think the results will come.
Now, Josh, you've had some memorable moments throughout your career so far, but which ones really stand out the most to you?
You know, obviously my Xfinity win at Martinsville was a kind of life-changing moment. You know, that was my first win in the NASCAR Top 3 Series, my first Xfinity win, and it opened a lot of doors to me just to kind of legitimize my career. I think up until that point, I'd spent years racing short tracks and accomplished a lot of amazing things, and a lot of what I accomplished back on that, you know, really I look back on and I'm really very proud of that stuff, but it still never translated into an opportunity at the higher level. So getting that opportunity and then making the most of it by going to Victory Lane at Martinsville and then several races after that, I think, you know, just really legitimized everything we were trying to do in that opportunity and obviously eventually led me to the Cup Series.
Now, the Cup Series, unfortunately, doesn't have much off time throughout the season, but when you guys do have a weekend off, how do you like to spend your time?
Yeah, it just depends. Honestly, during the season, we really, seems like a lot of our off weekends, we find ourselves racing short tracks, right? I think Rodney and I have shared the common interest of that we went and have done that a handful of times. But, yeah, outside of that, you know, obviously, you know, I enjoy going to the beach. I have a 4-year-old. She loves the water. She loves the pool. She loves the beach. She loves everything like that. So we'll try to make a little time here and there to go do something like that to unwind a little bit and get away from the racetrack.
The Cup Series making their return to Dover this weekend, a track where you've raced a few times, but you've had some success with a top 10 and top 15 finish. Josh, what is it about Dover that really suits your driving style?
Yeah, I think, you know, Dover's been a fun experience for me, right? That's a place that I hadn't really actually raced at a lot, only a couple times. But even in the Xfinity Series, you know, really each trip that I went there, we had really strong results. And I think it was just a place that just fits my driving style for whatever reason. Sometimes it's hard to explain why that really is. But sometimes we go to all these different tracks, and they're all unique in their own ways. But sometimes tracks just come to you easier than others, and Dover's been a place like that for me that it's just, I felt comfortable there. It's high banked, it's fast, there's a lot of elevation change, you know, the concrete surface as well, which we don't spend a lot of time running on. I think all those things just seem to fit in how I naturally want to drive the car, and it makes things come a little easier to me. So I'm excited. I mean, you know, this is one of Dover's a favorite track of mine, probably the favorite track for me. I just love going there. I love driving the car there and attacking, and think we should, you know, if we do all the things right, we can have a solid day on Sunday.
Now, one race we're really looking forward to here in Missouri is the Advent Health 400 at Kansas Speedway. Now, we spoke with Joey Logano last week, who has a love-hate relationship with that track. But, Josh, I know you've only raced there a few times. How do you and Rodney get some success at that track when the surface itself's really getting seasoned in?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's a number of things, really. I think Kansas, and especially in the era with the next-gen car, I think Kansas has put on a great racing product over the last couple of years, and I got to experience that race last year in a fill-in role, and it was, you know, we didn't get the result that we wanted, but we raced really well, and I learned a lot throughout that opportunity. So I'm looking forward to getting back there and applying what I've known now a year removed from that. And Kansas, like I said, it's his own animal. It's tough. You got to have a good race car. The surface is weathering in. That wears the tires a little bit more than some of the other places we go. I think that puts on a good racing product as we can kind of maneuver multiple lanes and you see the track widen out to where we're running right next to the wall. So it's a fun one for sure. It gives you a lot of options as a driver. And I think, you know, if your car can stay under you for the majority of the race, then usually you can get a good result.
Now, Josh, you've got some great sponsors, including Sunny D, but how cool is it to drive the Sunny D car? I'm sure your kids love it, right?
Yeah, Sunny D's been a hit. They've been a great partner of ours this year, and honestly, they bring a great-looking race car to the racetrack. I think that sometimes it's overlooked, and throughout all these partnerships that we have, right, the bright orange and blue just really, you know, does a great job of standing out on the racetrack. You can pick it out easy on TV. You can pick it out easy in the stands, and I think that's an important part of that partnership that we have. And, yeah, obviously, I have a four-year-old, and she's definitely a Sunny D fan as well.
Well, Josh, thank you for your time today. We'll be rooting for you this weekend at Dover, and we look forward to seeing you at Kansas Speedway May 5th for the Advent Health 400.
Sounds good. Thank you, man.
Josh Berry, the driver of the number 4 Ford Mustang for Stewart Haas Racing in the NASCAR Cup Series.
NASCAR News Now.
Well, Erik Jones did walk away from his car after that wild wreck at Talladega on Sunday, but it was announced by Legacy Motor Club that he was actually transported to the hospital after the race, and he will miss Dover. Corey Heim will substitute for Jones this weekend at Dover. Legacy Motor Club has also requested a medical waiver for Jones to remain eligible for the Cup Series playoffs. And it does sound like NASCAR has granted that also, which is some good news. We want to wish Erik a speedy recovery. And good news when it comes to the ratings. Now, Talladega did see a 5% decrease, but overall, the standings are looking good. They're trending up as far as Fox's coverage this season. Now, I'm not going to get into the Fox coverage itself. That's a whole nother topic. But Adam Stern reporting that Fox got a 4.3 million view share for the race at Talladega Sunday. So that is some good news. And again, the viewership so far this season is trending up when it comes to the NASCAR Cup Series. And the big rumor this week, and honestly, it is a big one for sure, there are rumors that Kroger could be leaving JTG Daughtry Racing and going to Joe Gibbs Racing next season. This would be not good at all for JTG Daughtry Racing because this is their primary sponsor that they've had for years. But what's odd about this is that one of the owners for JTG, he also runs his own brand activation maximizer agency, and he started working with Joe Gibbs Racing in 2022. But yeah, he basically could potentially move his own sponsor to another team next season. Could they be selling a charter? I don't know, really bizarre deal. But yeah, there are executives in the NASCAR world itself that says, yeah, this could potentially happen for next season where Kruger leaving for Joe Gibbs Racing. So we'll have to wait and see what happens there.
This is your Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast.
The NASCAR Cup Series makes a return to Dover this Sunday. Green flag will be around 1 o'clock. You can watch the race itself on FS1. I'm going to go with, as far as my top performers this weekend, Ryan Blaney, Denny Hamlin, and I think Kyle Larson has a great race at Dover. My dark horse, he's had a pretty decent season so far, but I'm going to go with special guest this week, Josh Berry. He's been great at Dover the few times he's been there, and I think he's going to have a great run in his number 4 Stewart Haas Racing Ford Mustang. Well, thanks to Josh Berry for joining the episode today, and thank you for tuning in. It means a lot. Be sure to like, subscribe, all that fun stuff wherever you listen to get your podcast at. And also be sure to give us a like on the Days of Thunder NASCAR Facebook page. You can always keep up with all things NASCAR there. It's going to be a great race at Dover this weekend, and we're really looking forward to the NASCAR Cup Series getting back to Kansas Speedway for the Advent Health 400 that is happening May 5th. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Cruise and the Days of Thunder podcast. Find out more NASCAR info at thebull1051.com.